This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Agatamayid. We're examining important sugya on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph regarding being Mekayim, upholding Nedarim before they were made. The Mishnah says on Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, Ha'imar l'ishtoi, kal hanadarm shatidar mikan ad sha'avi mimakim pleni harehin kayamin. Someone who says, all the nadarm that you make until I return from a certain place, they're upheld. Says the Mishnah, lo yomar klum. It's meaningless. But what if you say, harehin mufarin, they're annulled? Rabbi Lezer oimer mufar. Rabbi Lezer says, they're annulled. B'chamim oimer enoy mufar. Amar Rabbi Lezer says, Im hafer nadarm shabal l'chlal iser, lo yafer nadarm shalai bal l'chlal iser. It's a kavachoymer. If you could annul nadarim that came to Isser, that already took place, certainly should be able to annul nadarim that didn't take place yet. So Rabbi Lezer says it's illogical that you should be able to be made for nadarim in advance. Says the Mishnah, Amrulay, the Chachamim said, but you can't. Harehu Oimer Yisha Yikimenu Yisha Yifeirenu Esha Bal Lechal Haki and Bal Lechal Hafer. Only something that could be upheld could be annulled. Loi Bechal Loi Bal Lechal Haki and Bal Lechal Hafer. When it comes to annulling in advance, we have a machlokes. But everybody agrees you can't uphold in advance. The only thing is we don't know why. The Mishnah doesn't give a reason why. So we're going to learn today three reasons why you can't uphold Nedarim in advance. We'll begin with the Ran. The Ran says as follows. The Ran says, Harehin Kayam Eloyam Arklom, I have it up on the screen. The Dafko Le'inyan Hafara. Only regarding Hafara, Rabbi Lezer says it's annulled. Why? Kavachoymer. If you could annul Nedarim in advance, you for sure could. If you could annul Nedarim that were ready Chal, certainly you should be able to annul Nedarim in advance. The Dafka L'inyan Hafara, Amar Rabbi Lezer, Mufar, Mishum Kavachoymer Didei, Kidna Mefarash V'Azel. Like he explains, namely, Im Hafar Nedarim Shabal L'Chlal Isser, Shehim Chazakim B'Yoyser. If you could annul Nedarim that came to Isser, which are very strong, Shekvar Chalo, that they're ready Chal, Lo Yafar Nedarim Shalai Bo L'Chlal Isser, V'Loi Chamiri Kulehai. But regarding Hakama, it's the other way around. Just because I could be making Nedarim that were Chal, so then the logic turns the other way. That is of no indication that I could uphold Nedarim that were not Chal yet. Aval inyan Hakama, Adarabba, Dinehi, the Ashkechan, the Nedarim, Shacholu, the Chamiri, Matzi Lekiyume, Adarabba, it's true that we find that Nedarim that were chal are chamor, which are chamor that matzi l'kuma that you could uphold. Man leimelon hachi bin adam shadan lechalo dulay alimi. Who says you could uphold nedarim that weren't chal? In other words, when it comes to hakama, the logic works the opposite way. The source for Rabbi Elazar of why you could be made for nedarim in advance is a kavachaymer. If I could be made for nedarim that were chal, which are strong, certainly I could be made for nedarim that are weak, that weren't chal. But let's flip it around when it comes to hakama. If I could be making nedarim that are strong, that took effect, then that does not indicate in any way I could uphold nedarim that are weak and did not take effect. That's the Ran, right? We saw the Ran when we learned that originally. The Rush says something else. The Rush says, Harehin kayamin lo yamar klum. Says the Rush, Kedaprishis la'el, dehavale kiyum betos. How could you be making nedarim in advance? It's a kiyum betos. L'fishesh nedarim shloi yachbites. Some of the nedarim he won't want. So in other words, according to the Rush, it's a kiyum betos. Because maybe she's going to make a neder that you have to go to great adventures on Chol HaMoed. You don't want that. Maybe other nedarim, but not to go to great adventures. You're going to sit out for 5 hours in the rain to have whatever brain matter that still remains shaken up And you might even fall out of the seat, you know? So that's not a nether you'd want to be making. So it's a kiyum batas. Now, you could ask on hafara as well. How does hafara work in advance? Maybe it will be a nether that you do want. But it seems like it's more likely that it's a nether that you won't want. Then the Rosh brings, V'harab Eliezer mimitz piresh kan oitam. Amar, it's hard to read this. Sheyikayim nedarim shabo l'chlal iser me oisam shaloy bo l'chlal iser. Let's see. Oitam acher. Sheikayim nedarim shabo l'chlal iser me oisam shaloy bo l'chlal iser. I think that's what the Ran is saying, that we can't learn out that you could be making nedarim that never were chal from nedarim that were chal. Then the Rosh says, "Miu tzrichim anol l'tam arishin." We still need the first reason. The rabbanon ka'amrin din nedarim del asad shaloi ba l'chal hakeim loy ba l'chal hafer. We know luhu the rabbanon din nedarim shala asad shaloi ba l'chal hakeim del loy amru kavachamer. Wow! The Rosh is saying, don't say the reason why you can't be making nedarim that weren't chal yet is because it's much, much, much harder to be making nedarim that weren't chal yet because they're weaker. The Rabbanan don't subscribe to that logic that nedarim that are not chal yet are weaker. If they subscribed to it, they would have made the Kal v'chomer that if I could be made for nedarim that were chal, certainly I should be able to be made for nedarim that didn't take effect yet. They don't hold to that logic. They don't hold to that logic, so maybe in their world, you could be making nedarim that weren't chal yet. So therefore, you need the first reason. The first reason is it's hakama b'ta'os. But interestingly, there's a sifri. And there's a question how to read the sifri. The sifri says like this. Lesar isar al nafshay. Al nafshay hu oisar. Ve'enoy oisar al achirim. You could be make a neder for yourself. You can't make a neder to prohibit somebody else. I could say, I'm not going to great adventures. I'm allowed to say, you're not going to great adventures. Shahoye bedin. Really, logically, I should be able to aser you. Uma im b'makam she'ein mafar nidrei atzmai misha noider. I'm not able to be mafer my nedarim once I made a neder. Once, let's say I say a neder, I'm not going to great adventures. I can't be made for it. But harehu made for nidrei atzma ad shelo yidar. I could be made for my nedarim before. I could on Rosh Hashanah say any nedarim that I'm going to make this year are nachal. So I'm able to be made for nedarim in advance, but I can't be made for nedarim that I already made. Makam shemay for nidrei yishta mishanadra. But my wife's nedarim that I could be made for once she made them. Certainly I should be able to be made for them in advance. Talmud Loimer, Lesar Yisar al Nafshay. It comes to teach to Asar on myself al Nafshay hu Oyser ve'inoy Oyser al Achirim. So look in the Netziv. It's very unclear what the Sifri is saying, because it starts off by saying, I can only answer on myself, I can't answer on others. So, and then it says, if b'makom she'ein mefer, I can't be made for my own nedarim. Once I made it, I could do it in advance. My wife's nedarim, then I could be made for once she made it. Certainly, I should do it in advance. Okay. And the point is, and therefore, since I could do it in advance, I should be able to do hakama in advance. In other words, there's a step missing in the sifri. Once I have a kal v'chomer that I could be made for your nedarim in advance, certainly I should be able to make him in advance. No, Lesar Isar al Nafshai. I can only aser myself. I can't be making your nedarim in advance. The Netziv says, Aval Hasifri Mamai Mahekra Hakama. Umamela Midrash Hakesha Lahafara Krabban and Rebelezer. Vim Kain Hachi Perushai. Makaim Shamefer Nidrei Ishtai. Vahashta Nelef Behakesha Hakama Mehafara. What the Sifri means, even though it doesn't spell it out, is since I could do hafara in advance, I should be able to do hakama in advance. Tamad loymer, no, lesser isar al nafshay hu oisar. I can only as make yisurim on myself. I can't be makim your nedarim. Now, the Netziv says that there are those who are magia in the Sifri to explicitly say, V'ra'isi magiyim b'shem hagra, yachal k'shem shamefer la ad shaloi tidar, kach mekim la ad shaloi tidar, tamad loymer, v'hareze mechuven kedvari. That the Sifri explicitly says that I would think just like I could be mefer before the nether, I could be mekim. No, I can only make Yisurim on myself and not on others. Ah, so then it comes out, according to the Sifri, what's the reason I can't do Hakama in advance? I can only answer myself, I can't answer others. We see a very important lamdas from the Sifri. From the Sifri, we see Hakama is like a nether. When I uphold your nether, it's like I'm making a nether. The way Hakama works is I'm making the nether. And there's Xeris Hakasov, I can't make nedarim on you, I can only make nedarim on myself. Meaning, the Sifri is saying, you know why I can't be make him in advance? Because there's Xeris HaKasav, you can only make nedarim on yourself, you can't make nedarim on other people. And Hakama is like a neder. In other words, from the Sifri, we see the way Hakama works is, it's like I'm making a neder. A Hakama in advance is like I'm making a neder. The Rashash brings the Sifri. And he's sort of bothered why the Rishonim, namely the Ran and the Rush, did not use this Sifri to explain the logic of why you can't do Hakama in advance. Aval b'Sifri, Reish Parshas Matos, Yalef Mikra, Dila Esar Isar Al Nafshoy, De'inu Yechol Akayim Nidra Yeshay Ad Shalei Tidar, V'teima Shehoya Behelem E'ayin Meher Rishonim. It's a wonder that this was hidden from the eyes of Rishonim. The Gam of Ursham de Beloy Kra, it's also clear that had there not been a Pasuk, Havalei Loimer Mikavachayim de Yachal Akayim, then I would have learned out, you could be Mikayim in advance. Not like the Ran who says the Kavachayim works the other way. In other words, the Kavachayim we'd say, if when it comes to my own nedarim, I can't do it after, I could do it before. Certainly my wife, that I could do it after, I could be mefer before. And therefore I should be able to be mekim before. It seems like we would have made the hekesh. Now I'm not sure what he's asking, that's against the Ran. It's not really against the Ran's logic. The Ran's logic is still true, that it's harder to be makim in advance. It's just I would have made a hekesh. Then he also asks a very important question on the Rush. The Rush says the reason why you can't do hakam in advance is because it's a kiyam b'ta'os. Well, what would the halacha be if the guy says, if my wife says we're not going to great adventures on Chol HaMoed, then I'm making that nether. The whole reason it's a nether b'ta'os is because he doesn't know what it's going to be. Maybe he's not going to like it. Well, what if he says, if this is the nether, I'll make him it. So then he knows, you can't say it's a hakama batas. He's saying, if it's such and such a nether, I'm upholding it. Kashali dim kenim pireish hakim al ezen adarim pratiim lehavikim v'zeh ina b'mashma. It's not mashma, it would work in such a case. Anyway, so that's what I wanted to bring to your attention on Daf Ayin. Hey, there are three Perushim in why Hakama in advance doesn't work. The Ran says Hakama in advance is the reverse of the logic of the Kal V'chomer. The Rush says it's Hakama in advance is Batas. And the Rashash asks, why don't we bring in the Sifri? And the, namely, what does the Sifri say? That the way the Lumdus of Hakama is like a Neder, and there's Xeris HaKosav, you can't make a Neder on someone else. The Rashash asks why the Rishonim didn't say that, and he asks on the Rush, that what would be in a case where the person explicitly said that if it's such and such nether, I uphold it. Yeah, okay. Enjoy the rest of your moyed. Have a good day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.